WHDD presents Susan Says.
How much more will it take for the former POS to be indicted? You know what POS means. They now have emails, direct, about meetings in the Oval between the faux idiot attorney Eastman, telling them, cover their butts, we're doing illegal things. They have conversations on tape. They have videos. They have thousands of pages of testimony. The January 6th committee, what are they waiting for? Well, I'm told by some high-priced lawyers I saw recently at a Freedom of Press event. Yeah, some people still believe in that. Anyway, they said that the committee has to finish all their work, then do public hearings to inform us. Then Merrick Garland, the late attorney general, okay, he's alive, but he barely can prosecute, indict, or do his job. Anyway, they said he has to do that waiting because otherwise he'll be accused of being political. Oh, Lord. Well, why don't they just get a picture of the former Putz shooting someone in the leg as he wanted to do? He asked Secretary of Defense Esper, who tells in his interview a new book. By the way, I'm one of those who I'm glad he didn't resign, but he could have talked before the impeachment hearings, the second one. Anyway, the former POS wanted to bomb Mexico, yeah, and shoot protesters, Americans, in D.C., but only in the leg. Oh, okay then. Think on that, people. Lock him up. I'm told by a friend that he wanders around Mar-a-Lago dining room like the bouncer or maybe the maitre d', announcing who is there and trying to be charming. As we used to say in high school, gag me with a spoon, and oh yeah, lock him up. OAnon, or OAon, or whatever the heck it's called, that false news organ, that pretend news one, actually acknowledged this week no cases of voter fraud were found. Yeah. They admitted it. Or maybe it's rats leaving the ship. We'll see. Vote, people, as if your life depends on it, because it does.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.